The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Here in the studio this morning with me is Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. Morning, everybody.
Morning, Tony. I guess we're officially here in the dog days of summer. The temperature reflects it, and kind of looking at the markets today. And
It's not our dog that's in the hunt here for the lowest prices. Actually, it's the Chinese, the foo dogs, I guess. They basically are having a little tumultuous day, let's say, in their stock markets over there. They're down about 8.5%.
Yeah, differences in between the way that things are handled here economically with the government and how it's handled in China. Of course, we know that there are differences all around there, but the Chinese government has kind of stepped in, and the markets haven't reacted very favorably.
Well, you know, the Chinese government's been stepping in, and then they tried to step back a little bit, and so I think everybody over there investment-wise is wondering
What's next?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, a little turmoil going on there, and I'm assuming, of course, the Chinese economy is massive and really as powerful as it is eventually going to, you know, be okay here. I don't think they're suddenly fading off the planet or something, but they've still got to work out some details over there, I think.
Well, yep, there are more than one or two people over there, and so there are quite
a couple of guys.
Yeah, quite a few consumers, and you know, the government in China had been concerned about you know, the growth rate of the Chinese economy, and you know, trying to understand exactly how that all works since we're not there is kind of tough. But we do see the results here, and this morning the U.S. markets are down. They're not down as much as the Chinese markets when they went down 8.5% last night.
Yeah, 8.5% over there. We're down about 0.7% on the Dow and the S&P. The Nasdaq's getting a little bumpy because there are a lot of tech companies, of course, around that sell lots of stuff to the Chinese. So they're down about 1% this morning. So, yeah. Other markets around the world, everybody's just kind of sneezing and coughing and getting a little bit of the China flu there, but not a lot. So, again, having a strategy with what you're doing is the most important thing. And, by the way, you know, our thanks again to Elaine Simmons for doing our great Social Security workshop here in Brenham last week on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was a great event. Very well attended. I think that's the first workshop we've ever been associated with where everyone who said they were going to come showed up.
Everybody came.
That was very nice to see.
Yes, and our thanks, of course, to the great folks at the Cannery Kitchen for serving a wonderful meal.
Very nice.
Taking care of us so well. But thanks to everyone who came also. I think it was very informative. I think there were some real surprises. Surprises about Social Security. Wow, who would have thought that?
A lot of information. An hour really wasn't long enough to get everything done. So if you still have questions, you can always give us a call at the office, and we can kind of set up that free review to kind of take a look at your Social Security benefits. We'll talk a little bit today about, we still get lots of questions about Social Security being taxed.
Yes.
And so we'll talk about that a little bit this morning.
When is it taxed and how is it taxed? And then I also still had a question from somebody about, well, this file and suspend thing. What is that? And does it work and all that? And by the way, we can tap into our speaker, Elaine Simmons, anytime we want to on your behalf. So don't be shy about contacting us, as Jamie said, about Social Security-related questions and overall planning, because that's part of your financial plan today and in the future. So don't forget that. We're going to come back with a little bit of info here for you, take another look at the markets and talk about all of these issues and more. If you've got a question in between, though, here's our number to call us right now, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Hard work requires tough equipment, like a Bobcat compact excavator. Now, for limited time at Bobcat in the Brazos Valley, get a new compact excavator with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Skip financing, get up to $7,000 in rebates. And there's more. Trade in your used Bobcat brand loader for a new one and receive a $2,000 rebate. Get going at Bobcat in the Brazos Valley.com.
Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When your child needs back-to-school vaccinations and sports physicals, the team of physicians at the Burnham Clinic has you covered. They're also here to treat illnesses and injuries for your entire family. Their kid-friendly physicians bring an energetic, caring approach to medicine where patients are treated like family. And it's not uncommon for the physicians at the Burnham Clinic to treat generations of the same family. For hours and to schedule an appointment, visit BrenhamClinic.com or call 979-836-6153.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Ready to start a career in the woodworking industry? Kenmore Cabinets in Bryan has several first, second, and third shift openings for entry-level woodworkers, including skilled machine operators and assemblers. Training provided. Kenmore Cabinets offers competitive wages starting at $11 up to $18 an hour. Benefits include medical insurance, dental insurance, disability benefits, employee assistance program, loan program, 401k plan, paid vacation, and holidays. Apply in person at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan. Must pass drug screen, have good work record, and pass background check. Find out more online at KentmoreCabinets.com.
Argent Court Assisted Living in Brenham is now accepting applications for new residents. The folks at Argent Court know how important it is for you to like and trust the facility where your loved one will reside. That's why you are invited to a complimentary luncheon tour of Argent Court. Just call 979-836-8000 to plan your visit. Argent Court, 2815 Victory Lane in Brenham, a retirement alternative for seniors combining independent living with personal care in a warm, dignified community setting. Call 979-836-8000 to plan your visit. Visit today.
It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pavel, and you know it's never too early to start talking college football, and that's exactly what we'll be doing this Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. I'll be joined in studio by the head coach of the Blinn Buccaneer football team, Coach Keith Thomas. Buccaneers getting ready for the 2015 season, and we'll talk with head coach Keith Thomas this Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line, 5:35 on KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Hey, by the way, we got an office in Central Texas right in the town of Brenham, and we are just across from the courthouse on Main Street. Also, another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston, and we're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 17 states. So glad to have you joining us no matter where you may be. By the way, we do have a great website. Jamie Keyes is in the studio with me, Chartered Financial Consultant. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Jamie, how can people get in touch with us or look at stuff on our website?
Well, you need to go by the website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's all one word there, moneymakeoverteam.com. A lot of great information there, brand new articles every month. You can listen live. Just click on the button that says listen live. Or if you have questions or want to schedule that free review, you can always email us those questions or request to come in for that free interview.
Yeah. Now, what is the free review? Just so we let people know what to expect, because a lot of people think, you know, it's just a sales thing. But it's really so much information that comes to you, and it's not. And many of you who've taken advantage of this know it's not a sales pitch.
Well, what you do is you come in, and you probably when you come in have specific issues that you may or may not be aware of. And what we try and do is kind of go through all of your different finances and point out some things that you may or may not have thought of. Now, we have appointments today. People coming in for that free review, they have specific issues that they've identified. And what we can do is kind of go through those and say, you know, these are the different options available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you decide at some point in the future you want to work with us, you can always do that. But there are no obligations with the free review other than to, if you had a good time and found some useful information, tell us somebody else about the show.
There you go. Wow. That, there's always something, isn't there? Yeah, that's the price of admission there. Tell others about the radio show, which, by the way, is every Monday and Wednesday morning, roughly 9 to 10, here on 1280 AM KWHI. And again, you can get to our website and click on Listen Live at moneymakeoverteam.com, and you can listen while we're on the air. Also, we have podcasts now.
Brand new.
Yep. We revamped our website, put in those podcasts, so you can actually get a listen. And by the way, for those of you who were not able to come to our Social Security workshop last Wednesday or to listen to our program last Wednesday, the podcast from last Wednesday is on there, and Elaine Simmons gives you the benefit of her knowledge during that program. So get on there, click on that podcast, and pop up those speakers on your smartphone or devices, iPads or your computer, whatever, and listen to that. It is so worth your while, even if you are several years away from retirement. Doesn't matter. Listen to that, because you're going to learn some stuff that I can guarantee you. I looked at people's faces during our workshop, Jamie, and I saw a couple of mouths drop open on a few things that Elaine was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, Social Security isn't meant to be that complicated, but she talked about the fact that there are a lot of different options available to you. And the thing that really struck me, and I think struck a lot of the people who attended, was the fact that if you make the wrong choices, you can eliminate an income where you might, she said that you could have $2 million invested somewhere to generate the same type of income that Social Security income generates. And I think that was a shock to a lot of us.
Well, I don't think we think of Social Security as being an investment in our future. And you're putting money into it every time you get a paycheck. Your employer is putting money into it every time they pay you a paycheck. So it is an investment vehicle, just like a 401k, an IRA, an annuity, whatever it may be, brokerage account. If you're putting money into something, by golly, you're investing it. Even a bank account, right? It all is money that if it's not going right into your pocket, then that is an investment for you.
That's kind of interesting. I was talking to my dad this weekend. We went to see my new granddaughter over the weekend, so I got to take my parents, which was very nice. By the way, happy birthday, Chloe. She just turned one.
Aw, happy birthday.
So that was a lot of fun. But I was talking to my dad about, and, you know, he was complaining, you know, even at his age, and he's in his upper 80s, he said, I'll never get all of my money back from Social Security after putting in for so many years. And there's that misconception that your money is sitting there earning interest, and you're going to get money back on the money that you put into. So that isn't the way that it works. Now, it is based on what your salary was, the amount that you earned over the years. And that was interesting, I think, for Aline to go over that, how your Social Security benefit is actually computed. To hear my dad say that he was never going to get his money back, well, that's simply, those are not correlated.
Well, he's probably on his way to getting a sizable chunk of it. I mean, you know, the people who got the best deal are the ones that first got into the system when it was first created. Because back then, most of us didn't live past 65 mm-hmm. years of age. Now we're living so much longer, you can bet that most of us are going to get more than what we actually put in over time. It's correct. It is a time and value thing. Mm-hmm. But what really was so fascinating to people, I think, is when she said, you know, if you can suspend your payments, go ahead and file for your Social Security benefit, but suspend it if you're 66. Suspend it until you have to take it at age 70. She said, a lot of people don't realize that your payment is going to compound by 8% over every 12-month period mm-hmm. between that age 66 and 70, plus the cost of living adjustments.
Well, that was a big thing, too. Yeah.
You're looking at 9 or 10%
yep.
return on that money.
With no risk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and of course there's inevitably somebody who says, well, I don't trust the government, and you know, and they may go away. And she talked about the solvency issues with Social Security, and yes, there are some things that need to be fixed, but her real bottom line was, if the government really pulled out Social Security out from under everybody,
that would devastate the economy.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't, I mean, millions and millions of people would not even be able to go to the grocery store, put gas in their car, do anything. And, you know, if you think about it realistically, no. You know, that's not going to happen. And I happen to agree with her. And, you know, everybody says, well, I don't want to count on it. You know, anybody, and she said, anybody born after 1960, you know, is going to have some really big changes in their benefit and their retirement, you know, age is going to go up even farther than it is now. We may hit 69 or 70 for those people to get full retirement age. But right now it's 66 and some months for any of us who haven't hit it yet, who are, you know, in our 50s and 60s, early 60s. So it's a tremendous benefit. And the other thing I think that blew everybody away is, didn't she say the average couple who are getting Social Security now, full Social Security benefit, I mean, we're looking at $3,500 to $4,500 a month on average.
That's correct.
For that couple.
And
that's not somebody who is making $1 billion a year and putting money in, because they have a cap on how much goes in.
Mm-hmm. I think she said that she has seen couples who are getting a little over $7,000 a month mm-hmm. in Social Security benefits. That's $84,000 a year. So that's a substantial number. You know, and one of the interesting things you had mentioned, you know, if they did away with Social Security, what would happen? And she just kind of threw it out there. Nobody commented about it. But the state of Florida, can you imagine the economy in the state of Florida, which has many, many, many couples who are retired who move there because there's no state income tax in Florida. And the weather's good. And people like to live there. And so, you know, if let's just say that 50% of the population of Florida is retired couples, what would happen to the economy of the state of Florida if they did away with Social Security? Well, she just kind of threw it out there and said, well, Florida would disappear.
Well, and they really would. First to go would be Carnival Cruise Lines or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's really true.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even make any logical sense to say that, oh, it's not going to be there. And you know, the thing about, well, I'm going to take it at 62 because I want to make sure I get my money. Well, the money you don't get
right
from filing at 62 is pretty astonishing. So, again, lots of different philosophies. If you're on the fence about this, if you're looking ahead to filing now filing in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, you need to be coming in for that free review so that we can help you with these things. This is part of your financial plan.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about some of the changes that she's expecting. We talked about the fact that one of the changes we think is going to come is right now the oldest full retirement age is age 67. In the future, she confirmed the fact that she thinks that that is one of the changes that will occur, is that they'll raise full retirement age from 67 to 68, or, you know, down the road, those things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we haven't talked about that she talked about is the fact that one of the expected changes is, in order to qualify for benefits now, you only have to have paid into Social Security for 40 quarters. That's 10 years. So that means if you only worked for 10 years out of a 35-year possible career, you're still going to receive a Social Security benefit. And she thinks that that's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of interesting, because if they change that, that could cut out a lot of, I mean, females need to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because how many years are you out of the workforce if you choose to stay at home and raise kids? So stay at home, whether that's female or male, if you're a stay-at-home parent and you're not putting money into Social Security, and they raise that 40 quarters, could affect a lot of people.
So again, lots of ins and outs, how you view Social Security and how you prepare to integrate that and those payments and that those benefits into your financial planning is super important.
It is.
And so that's why we had Elaine Simmons at this workshop here in Brenham last Wednesday. Now again, podcast of her appearance on our program last Wednesday morning before we had the workshop. That is on our website at moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. Or if you're wrestling with some of these issues, as many people who were there at the workshop are doing right now, you're welcome to come in and let's start talking about this. Let's have this conversation, and we're glad to do that. You can do the free review, and if you just want to come in and chat about it, should I take it? When should I take it? My folks are getting ready to do this. When should they do it? All of this stuff. Glad to help you. All you have to do is give us a call at the office. I'm going to give you our office phone number now, and then I'm going to give it again after we take this little commercial break. But here's our phone number for the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. I think Sharon and Brent are there right now. They can take your call and set you up. I think we have somebody coming in, a couple of people coming in today, to talk things over, not just about Social Security, maybe other issues as well, some real estate issues and some other stuff happening. So glad to help you any way we can. And again, that number is 979-836-2903.
And, you know, Elaine also talked about how important when it comes to making Social Security decisions, how big an impact that has on people that you really care about. And those happen to be your spouse and your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to making those Social Security decisions about when to take Social Security income, how long is it going to last, what's the payment going to be, you have to think about not just about yourself. You need to be thinking about your spouse and your children, too. And so, again, if you want to come in for that free review, we can talk about some of those issues, or at least contact Elaine if we don't know all of the answers, to try and get the correct answers to some of the questions. Because she did say sometimes it's hit or miss when you call the Social Security office.
Yeah, most of the time it's good. So we want to say that. And we have a great office right here in Brenham, too.
Yep.
But I do wish Elaine would stop sending people from Houston.
That's what they said. Yeah.
To the Brenham office.
Don't send any more people from Houston.
Yeah, you know. We want that all to ourselves, don't we? Yes, we do. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at all business.
All.
Yep. And because I had a question from a listener the other day about oil companies, investing in those or not, or pipeline companies or the refining companies. Where is the money flowing to right now, and why is that happening? So we're going to take a look at some of that, pros and cons. Plus, we'll look at the markets and Gen X and Gen Y and boomers. How are we going into our retirement years? What do we put priorities on when we invest, and where should we put it? So we'll have all that, plus your questions. Here's our number to ask us right now. Our radio number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Call us now with your questions on the Money Makeover Show.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's first and original overhead door company. Family owned and operated since 1975. American Overhead Doors, proud to provide excellent customer service and quality products. It's always been the goal of American Overhead Door Company to keep their customers happy. So for garage door sales and service, call American Overhead Door at 979-836-4442. American Overhead Door Company, 7405 Highway 36 North, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36 with all the American flags. Call American Overhead Door Company at 979-836-4442.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your date with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility, the place you want to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Espanol.
If you're planning any summer travels, don't forget to have your car serviced before you hit the road. Brenham Tire and Auto will look your vehicle over to make sure your car is ready. Brenham Tire and Auto offers all services from oil changes to brakes and many more. Have a chip in your windshield? Let them fix it before it decides to run. Book your appointment by calling 979-836-4811 or book it online at BrenhamTire.com and like their page on Facebook. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You 3 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. Said I would give you our office number again. You got questions about anything to do with IRAs, 401ks, brokerage types of things, life insurance policies, annuities, what kind of health insurance should you be maybe looking at for you and your family, even if it's something that, you know, is offered at work, Social Security questions, all this and more, and we handle them all as financial advisors and planners, and that is with our free review. So if you want to come in, talk about it, talk it over, here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. 2903. Give Sharon a call at the office and tell her you'd like to talk to us after the show or come in for that free review, and we'll get you on the schedule there. By the way, we started off this morning earlier in the markets with the Dow Industrials average off, 175, 180 points. Now we're just down 98. S&P 500 down 6. The NASDAQ small stock index there down 21 points. And they were down like 50 points. Mm-hmm. And again, this is because the Chinese government has had some problems propping up their stock market and stuff. So they're having a slam dunk over there in their market. So everybody got all nervous and et cetera, et cetera. So things are evening out a little bit as we go through the morning.
It's been kind of interesting. The last during the summertime, we've had a few I wouldn't call them significant, but, you know, drops of 1% or so in the markets and early in the morning. And there have been a lot of people who've taken advantage of that because when the markets go down, that means that some things go on sale. And if you have the cash available to you, we've talked about that in the past, sometimes that's a great buying opportunity. And I think we're seeing that this morning when the markets had dropped so much. And there are some really good companies that go on sale simply because the markets themselves went down. And if you have companies like that that you believe in, that's a great time if you have the cash available to go ahead and buy them when they're on sale.
Well, you know, and by the way, I want to say I'm excited to hear that Bluebell, speaking of companies, great companies, Bluebell is apparently starting a minimal type of production in some of their plants. It's not getting anything on the market yet in stores, but they are producing some ice cream. So hopefully it won't be too much longer now.
We know how important that is to the economy here in Central Texas, especially in the Brenham area. So yes, that's good news.
Absolutely. By the way, somebody did ask me, as I mentioned, Jamie, about, okay, should I be putting money into oil company stocks, bigger ones, smaller ones, doesn't matter, probably bigger ones. Should I be instead doing more on the pipeline companies, putting more money in that? Or what about the people who refine oil into gasoline and other products? Well, you know, I did a little bit of research, and there's an interesting CBS MarketWatch article out this morning. And then, by the way, this does not mean that it's right for everybody, so don't go running out and doing something. I'm just looking at something that somebody asked me about, and it's been more than one person actually has asked me about this over the last month or two. But, you know, if you just think about it, if oil prices are down, what does this not impact or could impact in a positive way? All you have to do is kind of work your mind over something, right? So who would benefit the most as a company when oil prices are lower? Well, it's not going to be the people who are in the exploration and production industry, right? The people poking holes in the ground or fracking or whatever, they're going to get hit the hardest because they're not getting as much money for their oil and gas, all right? Or people who are plunging down deep into the Gulf of Mexico and into that area. So who would it be? Just think about it. What about pipelines? It's like having a toll road. You know, people are still going to take the toll road and they're still going to pay the toll. So the toll road people make out pretty well. The pipeline companies are still the same thing. That's the toll road for oil and gas shipping.
Yeah, some of this stuff is kind of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the price of oil is down, naturally that's going to affect those people who are selling oil, those people who are exploring for oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the question you have to ask then is, well, what are we going to do with the oil? If we have a glut in oil, if we have too much oil, the supply is too high, actually what are they doing with the oil? Well, they're refining it.
Yes. So you've got people who are transporting it to the refineries from the oil fields. A lot of that is through pipelines. So the pipeline companies are still charging for every foot that you're going through there, shoving your oil or gas products through their pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the toll road. They're still making money. And the people who are refining the oil into gasoline and other products are making a ton of money because the product that they're buying to refine is much cheaper now because oil prices have gone down. So that means that they have a bigger profit margin. Even as gasoline prices have come down, right, they're still making a ton of money right there. In fact, they're making even more money because of that margin, that difference between what they buy the oil for now and what they're sending out the refined products for, what they're charging for gasoline and stuff. So, yeah, just a little thought sometimes is what I told these folks who asked me about it.
And we're talking about the energy sector, which involves all of those different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can divide each sector up into different areas also. You know, and in the energy sector, it doesn't just have to do with the price of oil.
Yeah.
There are lots of other factors that go into the energy sector.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're talking about transportation sector, there are a lot of different transportation sectors that are out there. You know, there's trains, there's trucking. There's boating,
airplanes.
There's all kind of different types of transportation. And so each sector has its own particular thing that you can think about when it comes to taking a look at what the markets are doing.
So, like I say, though, to most people, if you don't want to study all this stuff yourself and try to figure all these things out, some of you love doing it and you do a great job at it. But for most people, like in your retirement plan at work, a 401k or whatever, being properly balanced in the investment opportunities you have inside there, and usually it's a mutual fund type of thing, knowing and getting yourself diversified, you know, some of the big, somebody asked me about the difference between growth and value.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, you've got some of these firms we've just been discussing types of businesses, whether it's energy or transportation companies or whatever, those companies are going to be parts of those funds that you are putting your little bits from your paycheck every week or every month. That money's going into those kinds of company stocks.
And by the way, growth versus value, that's one of the things coming up Wednesday we're going to talk about, is the difference between what does it mean when you're investing in growth companies versus what are considered to be value companies. We'll talk about that difference and kind of some of the results that have been studied over the last quarter of a century about the difference between growth investing and value investing. So make sure you tune in on Wednesday because we will talk about that.
Yeah, and all the help you can get, again, is what we're here for. So we're getting ready to come off summer vacation, all of us, and going back into school, coming back into the workplace. You're going to be hit again in September or October for some 401k and 403b plans about what things you want to enroll in. We're going to start heading into that territory so we can help you ahead of time as well. So, Jamie, let's go back to what we were going to talk about here and differences between how those of us who are on the baby boomer side of things look at things, saving, investment, money-wise, et cetera. What's important to us versus what may be important to our kids or our grandkids, you know, the Gen X and Gen Y types of people, because I think we all have to live together and plan on things together, and it sometimes helps to understand each other better.
Well, it is interesting to take a look at, you know, we'll just divide it up into three different categories, those people who are close to retirement or in retirement, and then talk about those people who are in the middle of raising families and, you know, middle age type, and then talk about those people who are young. And it's interesting to take a look at the different ways that they think about their finances and their money, because there are differences. I'm sure that's not a surprise, but there are differences as to things that they think are important. One of the things that we're taking a look at here in a survey that was done is what's most helpful in their current financial thinking, what's important to them, the things that they think about. For the youngest people, the most important things they think they've heard are 38%. Say having no debt, 25% say trying to lower their health costs, only 6% refer to job security. So they're only, you know, those Those are the youngest people. For middle-aged people, again, it was number one was 40% was having no debt, but 18% was job security. I mean, yeah, because they're in the middle of life raising families. They want to make sure that they've got income. They've got to provide for their families. And then 10% was lowering health care costs. But those people who are approaching retirement or in retirement, it was kind of interesting. 29% said having no debt, which is kind of a low number. You would think that in retirement they'd be concerned about that, but only 29%. But second after that, 22% were concerned about lowering health care costs.
Ooh. Wow, how things change.
It is interesting how things change.
When our parts, just like on a car, when our parts start wearing out, you better believe we better be concerned about how we're going to replace any parts or whatever, right? So, again, different priorities.
Different priorities as you go through life, and it's interesting to take a look at that and to think about that. And so when you come in for those free reviews and we're talking to you, you know, depending upon how old you are, there are going to be different things that your priorities to you.
Yes. And by the way, we can handle that. Even though we're on one end of the spectrum there. But some of our experience in the past with handling some of those issues. So if you're younger,
there you go.
Wow. What an opportunity to get started thinking the right direction. Avoiding boo-boos that others have made as they've aged and gone through some of these things. Yeah, it's amazing. It's like with your parents, right? It's amazing how much smarter your parents became as you got older. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to hear your children tell you that.
Yes. Exactly. I've heard that. I've heard that one. Ooh, okay. Anyway, when we come right back, we're going to talk about the markets again a little bit more. And also, I had a question about borrowing money from a 401k plan. Mm-hmm. So you won't want to miss that. And here is our phone number if you'd like to call us right now. You got a question? We got your answers right here on the Money Makeover Show. And here is our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show will continue right after this.
Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health primary care clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
Summer is here. Time to get your water well system checked. Call Justin Bilski with JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin can check your complete system to ensure it's working properly in time to start watering the yard and fill the swimming pool. Justin offers free estimates, water testing, pump service, and repair. Also, constant pressure pumps, solar pumps, water conditioning system, and now trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule a checkup or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormons, Wendlands, Bryant, and Vigortone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road, for superior feeds from Ludeman Feed.
Did you know that Blinn College's Brenham campus offers more on-campus housing than any other community college in the state? With award-winning faculty, Blinn offers the finest two-year music, theater, agriculture, and athletic programs in the state, along with a wealth of student activities, clubs, and organizations. That's a well-rounded college experience you can't find at other community colleges. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
In a world where Hollywood loves to reuse, recycle, and rehash the same old ideas, KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis. Summer sequelitis is the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. KWHI will be sending lucky winners to some of the best vacation spots in Texas, like Moody Gardens in Galveston, the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham, and the Houston Children's Museum. Yay! To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be call or 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Nathan's Barbecue and Discount Trees in Brenham, Kenny Store and Kenny, and Laura and Associates in Bryan and Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Toe Tapping Team at Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Show. Glad you're joining us this morning. By the way, if you've got a question, don't have time to call us during the program, hit us at the office. Give us a few minutes to walk back there from down the street here at the radio station. If you hit us around 10:15 or so, we should be back in the office. Our number again at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Had a good call during the break, and let's go ahead and take this topic right away so the caller can get her answers. We had said earlier we were going to talk about taxation of Social Security, so Jamie Keyes, let her rip.
Well, this is always a very popular question that we get because, you know, you put money into Social Security all of your life, and then when it comes time to take your Social Security income, you say, well, wait a minute. You mean they're going to tax my income now? Well, the answer to that is
possibly.
Maybe. Yeah, there are limits, and this has been around for quite a few years now, and they have not changed the numbers since the legislation was introduced and passed. And so the numbers are, if you're single and you have income between $25,000 and $34,000, then 50% of your Social Security income will be taxed. And if it's above $34,000, then 85% of your Social Security income will be taxed. And for married couples, the numbers are if you have provisional income of between $32,000 and $44,000, 50% will be taxed. And above $44,000, 85% of your Social Security income will be taxed. Now, having said that, how do you come up with those numbers? How do you get to the, for example, for a married couple, how do you get to the $44,000? And, you know, and the caller wanted to know that question. Well, what amounts go into that? Well, it's called your modified adjusted gross income. First of all, one half of your Social Security income is included. So if you have $20,000 in Social Security income, $10,000 will go in to get to that $44,000. And then any other income that you may have during the year would be included in dividends, interest. And by the way, also included is that non-taxable income that you get from federal bonds is included in that to determine whether or not your Social Security income is going to be taxed. So just about all of your income plus half of your Social Security income is included to reach that number. And it's kind of interesting to me. There's a lot of planning that goes on to try and reduce the amount of my Social Security income that's going to be taxed. I'm not quite sure how worthwhile it is to try and, as a married couple, have an income below $44,000.
Doing more harm than good.
It makes it kind of tough to pay your bills.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there is planning, quite a bit of planning that's done, mm-hmm. and it has to do with where are you taking your money from to try and get the most efficient means possible when it comes to taxation of Social Security. And by the way, one of the things that goes into that is maybe it's better to go ahead and not only are you getting 8% growth plus cost of living increases if you delay until age 70, but you're not also having to pay income tax on that Social Security income because you're not getting it yet. And so there's a lot of planning that goes on when it comes to those numbers. But I hope that's helpful. We get a lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're single, the numbers are $25,000 to $34,000. 50% of your Social Security income will be taxed, and above $34,000, 85%. And for married couples, it's $32,000. If your modified adjusted gross income is above $32,000, then 50% of your Social Security income is taxed. And at $44,000, 85% of your Social Security income is taxed.
There you go. So still want to know some more? You weren't writing all those numbers down?
You want some more good news?
Yeah, you know, you can always give us a call at the office later at 979-836-2903. Glad to answer that over again. 979-836-2903. And we'll talk to you on the phone and go over that again. All right. It's hard to get numbers over the radio.
You kind of have to write them down and they have to kind of stick in your brain. You know, we've talked about before when it comes to Social Security income being taxed, you know, one of the catch lines we use is when is tax-free income taxable? Because if you have tax-free income, those numbers are included for trying to determine how much of your Social Security income is going to be taxed.
Just real briefly here, I'm going to take this more into consideration on our program Wednesday morning, by the way. But the question about borrowing money from a 401k plan.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And the question was, do I still have to be employed to borrow money from my Social Security, from my 401k plan at work? Yes. And I'll tell you why. On the program on Wednesday.
You need to know that.
Yep. So, meantime, other questions, our phone number at the office, 979-836-2903. Otherwise, we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Yay!
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.